Hello, this is Gary Hutchins with the Sunny Slope Church of Christ in Omaha, Nebraska. This is today's Bible class. A short Bible study, about 13, 14 minutes, but every day, 7 days a week, keeping us in God's Word, and that is vital for our faith and the strength of our faith, because faith comes by hearing the Word of God. Help people in your life grow in their faith, come closer to God, and maybe get to heaven by sharing these short studies with them and thereby getting them into God's Word. You can share through first Facebook friends, text messages, and other technological means, but make that commitment and start sharing today with everybody you can. It'll be a blessing for them, but also a blessing for you. Make that commitment today. We're going to begin a new line of thought and study. And as I really like to do in most all of these today's Bible class series of studies that we go through each week, I want to ask a question by way of beginning this particular study. Are you ready? You might say, whoa, what do you mean? Are you ready? Ultimately, are you ready to face eternity? Are you ready to die? Oh, we don't like to think about that, do we? Ready to die? Well, think about all of the decisions in life that we make. Some of them are ordinary. Some of them are routine, everyday decisions. But others are matters that carry critical and potentially life-changing consequences. Now, you know, how many times do parents ask their children, maybe before the children have to go catch the school bus, or maybe mom or dad is going to take them to school, or maybe they're just going to, as I did when I was a young kid going to school, I walked. Are you ready? Are you ready for school? Or maybe mom and dad are going to go someplace. So one of them's ready. Maybe most of the time mom is ready earlier than dad is. And then, so it's time to go wherever they're going to go. And so one of them says to the other, are you ready? Well, we understand that readiness kind of principle there. But are you ready for big changes in life? Or are you ready for maybe the what might seem like rather inconsequential changes that are going to come your way automatically because life keeps throwing so much at us? Well, we need to be ready for whatever the situation might be, because some of those changes in life or decisions in life that we're forced to make, some of those challenges that all of a sudden confront us without expecting them to happen, they're going to require us to be ready to deal with whatever that situation might be. Now, again, sometimes it's just ordinary, routine, everyday things, but other times they can be life-changing. They can be critical. They can be really extremely challenging. You know, somebody needs to make a decision. Okay, are you going to, when you graduate from high school, are you going to go on to college? Well, understand, you're probably going to incur quite a bit of debt doing that. Or are you going to go into the military, or are you going to go into the full-time adult workforce? What decision are you going to make? You go to college. What are you going to major in? Once you've decided upon a major and you've begun that particular direction, then something happens, or maybe you just realize, you know, I'm not really getting into this. Maybe you want to change your major. Well, what are you going to change it to? Or maybe it's a career move. How many times have college students gone through their college years and they have majored in a particular field of endeavor and discipline, and only to get out of college and never really go into that particular field for which they have been preparing themselves and studying for maybe 4 years or more? Or maybe they started in that particular field and they realized, this just isn't doing it. I'm not enjoying this. It's not clicking for me. And so they go into some other career. Well, that's a big major decision. Are you ready to make that decision? What about when it comes to the period in your life where maybe you're dating a lady or dating a man and you're getting kind of serious, and so you're starting to think about, well, should we get married or not? Or should we wait? Or maybe you're already married and it's come to the point where maybe both you and your spouse are trying to decide, is it time for us to have children or not? Or should we wait? Or should we have children at all? Well, all of these can be decisions that we really need to be prepared to be able to make, because we have basically put ourselves in a readiness discipline in our minds and in our lives. whatever challenges might come, okay, we're kind of set so that we can deal with those challenges in an effective way. Are you ready? Maybe they're major decisions, but again, we have tried to discipline ourselves and prepare ourselves in different ways to be ready to make even major decisions. Are you ready? Well, all of us need to recognize that life is extremely short. And when it comes to major decisions, we need to be ready to be able to deal with whatever life throws at us. And maybe in some cases, what starts going through our minds as far as a mindset that is changing, again, this job is not working out for me, this career is not working out, I would like to start my own business, I've just had an offer given to me to change to a different career. Well, are we ready to make those decisions in a responsible and disciplined way? In James chapter 4, beginning with verse 13, I think it's important for us to look at a further reality that we really need to be ready for. And that is whenever this physical life comes to an end for each one of us. James chapter 4, beginning with verse 13, James wrote, "Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go to such and such a city, we'll spend a year there, we'll buy and sell and make a profit. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. But now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil." Stop and think. How many times have you made a decision that you're going to do such and such, go somewhere, you're going to make this change in your life, and it's as though you are in total control? Complete control. You're making the decision as to whether it all depends upon you, and you're big enough and powerful enough, imaginative enough, experienced enough, knowledgeable enough to do it. You're just going to make this decision, and it's all on your shoulders, and you think you can do it all by yourself. Now, many people would say, "Well, no, I don't really think that. I believe, you know, in God." And well, have you asked God into your decision-making process? Have you? Have you even thought about asking God through prayer into helping you make the right decision, into guiding you by His wisdom, into wisdom on your part that can help you make the right decision? That's what James is getting at here. He says, and we do this all the time, don't we? He says again, verse 13, you say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city. Well, you make that big change in your life and you say, hey, we're going to move. You know, we live in Omaha, Nebraska. We're going to move to Chicago. Or we live in Indianapolis, Indiana. We're going to move to Atlanta, Georgia. Or we're going to move to California. Or we're going to move to, you just fill in the blanks. Have you stopped and asked yourself, should I be maybe asking God for His guidance in making this decision? James goes on and he says, we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell and make a profit. So you're thinking, I'm going to go there, I'm going to get a job there. Now, maybe you already have the job in mind, but we're going to spend a year there, and we're going to make a profit, and then what? Okay, let me tell you a true story. Husband and wife, they decided they had grown up in Western Tennessee and Kentucky. They decided they were going to, and it was during the World War II, but the husband was classified 4F, I believe, so he was not eligible for the draft. So they decided they were going to move to the big city, all the way up north, to Chicago. And they were going to work a year, and they were going to make a good bit of money, and then they were going to move back home and be better set up financially to live their life there in West Tennessee. You know what happened? They got to Chicago. They never moved back to West Tennessee. until they retired decades later. It was in the 70s before they ever fully moved back to West Tennessee and restarted their lives there. Now, I know that was a true story because that was my mom and dad. That was my mom and dad. Now, how many other people, though, they make those kinds of decisions and they think something is going to take place, but it doesn't work out that way. How about you? Have you ever made that decision and then, oh boy, it didn't work out the way you were expecting it to? Well, did you prepare for that change in your life by going to God in prayer and asking, Father, please give me your wisdom. Please give me your guidance. Help me to make the right decision here. And please bless me in the decision that I'm going to make. And how many times do we think a particular endeavor, maybe we're going to start a business and it's going to be great. I'm going to make money at this. It's going to start a whole new career for me. Within a year or two, the business is not working out. You have to close it down. You have to go back into some other job field and try to start over again. Well, what does James say here? Today or tomorrow, you determine the time on your own as though you're in total control. We're going to go to such and such a city. Again, you've decided where you're going to go. You're going to spend a year there, make buy and sell and make a profit. Yeah, I cannot tell you how many people have called my office, talked to me and said, we heard there was work there. And so we left home, we got on the road, the whole family, and we were driving along, and our car broke down on the way. We ended up spending just about all the money we had with us, and now we're here, and there's no work. We can't find a job. You know, I cannot tell you how many times I've heard that story. I could stop them along the way and finish the story for them. I heard it that many times from so many different people. James says, yeah, you think you're in total control? And then he goes on and he says, you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I could further emphasize, we don't know what's going to happen by tonight. And then he looks at it from a more expanded viewpoint. He said, what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time, then vanishes away. We think when we're 20 years old, we have got forever ahead of us. Because 30, 40, 50, 60 years old, that sounds like forever. It's so far from 20 years old, where we are right now. But what does James ask there? Your life is like a vapor. What is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time, then vanishes away. And he says, what you should say is, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. We need to ask God into our plans, into our life, to guide us and give us his wisdom and direction. And James says in verse 16, when you think you can do it all by yourself, you're boasting and you're demonstrating arrogance in your thinking. We're going to come back and look at this more closely and go farther into it beginning next time. Let's pray. Father, help us to recognize that we need you in our life every second of every day, and we need your wisdom and guidance to guide us in our lives every second of every day, because we're not big enough and smart enough and have all of the ability to be able to do everything by ourselves. Help us to recognize that reality and to turn to you always for your guidance, your will, your wisdom. Please forgive us, gracious Father. Hear our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.